The space shuttle Atlantis is making its way toward the International Space Station. Atlantis is expected to arrive shortly before noon Eastern Time today. Atlantis is delivering the U.S.-built science lab Destiny. After the lab is installed, it will allow U.S. flight controllers to assume command of the station from their Russian counterparts. NPR's Richard Harris is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
This next step, connecting the laboratory to the space station, is that a tricky one?
It's always tricky when you're operating in space. These are some of the most amusing things to watch because it's sort of tinker toys in space. They have to do a lot of logistics. They start by actually taking off a piece of the space station that's there right now, hanging it along on the side, and then they get to install the new module on this place. And then when all is said and done, they take that piece that they took off and they stick it back on the end. That's a docking port for space station, for space shuttle. So it's an elaborate procedure, and the clearances are tight, and everything moves in super slow motion to make sure they don't make any mistakes, because you cannot afford an error up in orbit like that.
So that takes some time.
It does take time. There will be three spacewalks. The first is scheduled for tomorrow, and there will be two more next week, and these will involve working with both the robotic arm that's going to pick up and move the new unit around, the new laboratory module, and the astronauts either standing by and watching and making sure everything is going correctly outside, and also connecting cables and things like that. It's not one-piece construction. It takes other gizmos and other pieces that have to be put together as well.
What's so special about this step as far as the space program is concerned?
Well, up until now, the space station has been essentially a construction site more than anything else. They've had things that are up there that just are necessary to survive in orbit, but not really to do anything. The Destiny Laboratory will, for the first time, enable NASA scientists and astronauts to actually do some science up in space. Not on this mission, because they haven't brought up any experiments as yet, but that is, it's really the heart and soul of the space station. The other thing you mentioned in introducing this conversation is that it will also shift control of the space station from Russia, which is controlling it right now using maneuvering jets that are on the Russian parts of the space station, to Houston, where because now there are some giant gyroscopes up there that they can spin to keep the station pointed in position correctly. So I think it's also a very important step that will happen in the next couple of months that will essentially transfer operating control of the space station back to NASA.
Yeah, but on the ground. Up there?
That's true. It will remain an international crew up there. There are two Russians and an American already in the space station right now. They've been up there for 100 days. And it will continue to be an international effort. But I think that ground control is quite important, too.
Space station has turned out to cost a little more than expected.
Indeed it has. That has been the ongoing story of the space station since Ronald Reagan proposed it many years ago. If I recall correctly, his number was $8 billion to build it. Construction costs have grown considerably. This one unit alone is $1.4 billion, the new laboratory module. The operating expenses are over the next 15 years are expected to be around $100 billion. It's a big chunk of the NASA budget.
Isn't this thing big enough to see now?
Yes, you can see it if you know exactly when to look out into space. There are places on the web where you can go to do that. And in fact, this is now going to be, once this module is on, the interior space will be bigger than Mir. It's really going to become the big space station that people have been talking about all these years.
And they'll do some science eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah. NPR's Richard Harris.